אנחנו קוראים קטעים נבחרים ממאמרי בעל הסולם בניין החברה העתידית.
We're reading selected excerpts from the structure of the future society by בעל הסולם.
ציטוט מספר 59 ממאמר השלום.
This is quote number 59. This is from the peace article of בעל הסולם.
זולת אם יקבלו על עצמם מצוות ההשגחה.
Number 59. There is no other cure for humanity but to assume the commandments of providence to bestow upon others in order to bring contentment to the Creator. In the measure of the two verses, the first is love your friend as yourself, which is the attribute of the work itself. This means that the measure imprinted in man to care for his own needs, to bestow upon others for the happiness of society, should be no less than the measure imprinted in man to care for his own needs. Moreover, he should put his fellow person's needs before his own, as it is written in the article Matan Torah. The other verse, and you will love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might, this is the goal that must be before everyone's eyes when laboring for one's friend's needs. This means that he labors and toils only to be liked by the Creator, as he said, and they do his will. And if you wish to listen, you will feed on the fruit of the land, for poverty and torment and exploitation will be no more in the land, and the happiness of each and every one will rise ever higher beyond measure.
Actually, in other words, he explains to us here what the Tzimtzum, Masach, or Chozer is, which we learn in the wisdom of Kabbalah, how a person needs to implement this in his social life in this world. And the whole of development will lead us to that. If we know in advance what the purpose of our development is, what are the forces that operate upon us, to what direction they are aimed, we will be able to go with them together with understanding, maybe even preceding them with their influence upon us, as they obligate us to operate this way forcefully, and then our lives, to the extent in which we identify with them, will be good. The extent in which we'll have it the other way, life will resist and make our life harder. That's what we have. To recognize the forces of nature that the wisdom of Kabbalah explains to us, to get to know the process, to get to know the plan, the program, the purpose, and to the extent that we can, to the extent that we want, to find ourselves in it and work our way through it for our benefit. And if not, then nature will, it'll bend us with force. It will make our lives filled with sorrow, problems, crises, until through these blows we will nevertheless see the methodology of these blows, and that we have to bow our heads and annul ourselves and understand that this process, the way it is, and to understand what sublime purpose it aims us towards. And by this we will save time and blows and reach happy lives that the upper force has decided for us. Like it or not, it will happen. It just depends on us whether it's going to be quickly or not, in our times or not, and with more or less blows. But altogether, the plan is clear, it already exists, and we exist there, It's just a matter of more sufferings or less sufferings. More blows, less blows. But the attainment of the goal is the same goal. What else, other than that, do we attain by listening to Kabbalists, other than saving time and blows? We nevertheless come to nice development. Is there a difference other than the process we go through along the way in a good and nice short way, or in a not good way and long and filled with sufferings? Is there a difference? Actually, there's no difference. But, well, let's say that only relative to us, towards the sufferings along the way that we will have to endure. Yes. Questions? None. Yes.
He says here that everything is based on two verses. I was looking at the screen. I don't have the page. So he says two verses, that's enough. Love thy friend. And then he also says to be liked in the eyes of God. So to take care of one's friend's needs.
I mean, you don't understand between the connection between loving the others and loving the Creator.
Yeah, it confuses life completely.
Why?
I seem to understand.
No, you
love
don't understand.
Friend.
Because in your work, everyone talks about loving friends and loving animals, loving people. Well, and what turns out? What do you get from that except for hatred? Nothing.
So what is it, basically?
So I'm telling you, if the intention to love people will be aimed towards, through that, we will come to love the Creator, it will be different. It won't be mistaken. It won't be some kind of Nazi regime, different socialists or different communists or different other regimes. Because love of the Creator will obligate you to learn the laws of nature and to bow before them. That there is someone above you who obligates you. And then, according to his command, you come to love his creatures. And not just because you feel like it in your heart, because you're a nice guy. Here it's the whole matter of Nazism, fascism, socialism, and all those things. Yes.
Can you explain this subtle nuance? I realize there's something I don't get here. When I'm told love thy friend as them is thyself, what is that? We understand that or not?
Yes. That's very simple. That's where I lose any importance of myself in my eyes relative to the importance of all the other people. For me, simply, it turns out the same way. Everything is simply one body.
What's the connection between love thy friend as thyself and love of God? I don't understand.
Because the love of the Creator obligates me to reach love thy friend as thyself. Otherwise, it will be Nazism.
Is there anything spiritual in all that?
Yes, love thy friend as thyself needs to be spiritual.
So it's not corporeal at all, or working, or you're imagining?
No, otherwise, I'm telling you, you'll reach hatred of others. Then I'll love someone that I do, and someone I don't, and so on.
Sorry to ask, is this the quality of bestowal what he's talking about, or what?
Love thy friend as thyself is considered to bestow to others, just like in your biggest ego, are willing to learn and know what it is to bestow to yourself. Yes, but even more, because if you're saying that the main thing for us is to come to love of the Creator, then you're looking at the love of others as a means. And then you understand that the love of others has a spiritual value. The value of the Creator, that the Creator is concealed in them. that they become a clothing and a kli for the attainment of the Creator. Meaning, if I attain their desires, their passions, their longings, their thoughts, all that's in them, by that, through that specifically, and not any other way, I reveal the Creator.
So the Creator is plays through the other people?
It can't be. It can't. You don't have the kelim to reveal him if you don't acquire the love of others and don't reach it in such a way that specifically through them and within them and from that you reveal him. Otherwise, you won't be able to understand what this speaks of. This is why, well, someone who's strong, who could write a book about love? Yes. Senka, no? Mushi. If Mushi will write it, it will really be a book. Yeah, you wait. So, that's it. It's... You can't imagine how much we don't understand or feel that what it is to the love of the created beings. It's completely opposite what we think it is. We usually are disgusted by it, and it's kind of, it's repulsive, and who wants to hear about it, and to advertise it. Everyone hears that we're talking about love of friends, love of the created beings. Well, and who's impressed by that? Does someone come to us? Does someone hold something from this? Nothing.
Yeah, but other religious people say love the friend is their self. The whole world says love the friend is their self. So it's just...
I only knew one person. Ahmadinejad was very special when it came to this. He was very successful at this. An impression of such people, yes. Well, what can you do? Not everyone is a Khomeini. Well, in truth, we need to know this. Okay? Well, yes, Moti.
But also, love seems like a means towards the Creator. A means for what?
Yes.
He wants to take us to something else.
The Creator is not love. Love is a means to reach unity. Unity is one, unique and special. To come to the revelation of the essence of the One out of the connection of the shattered, distanced, hateful parts, that's our actual goal. And love is the means to reach One.
So what's interest to the Creator is to come to him with a great kli, like the cow wants to feed. That's what he wants, the great kli?
Yes, certainly. The kli that we compose is 620 times. It's all the love, all the hatred, all the avyut, all the purity. And we bring everything to him, and then he has delight.
That's the reason that spiritual love is not like love in our world. Yeah? Something else.
Spiritual love is connection. Connection for the sake of connection with the Creator. To bring him the kli. Each time, that's why we are. Each time we have to say, for the sake of the unification of the light, the Creator, and one, and his people, we're observing the divinity, the Shekhinah, in order to reach a unification of the divinity with the Creator. Yes.
You actually do write a lot on your blog on Love Their Friend as Thyself. I keep reading it, and I think
I'm just kind of mentioning it over and over there. That's not.
And you once wrote that we need to teach humanity a new psychology, spiritual integral psychology, where we actually teach what is love, thy friend as thyself. Then how would you define this stages that we would write about in such a book, let's say?
When you start, I don't know, write each time. In your virtual fields, right. The more you write, the intellect and the feeling for it will come, and we will learn how to express ourselves. I don't know. Even though I have somewhat something, I can't express it outwards. I'm missing words so that the people will be impressed by it. I have no connection with the public with it. To write it in the form of a novel, of a Roman, a romantic novel, I'm not negating it, but if it brings people, you know, if they can approach it or understand it and feel. There are many such compositions in history and geography and that were written as a romantic novel with the heroines and the heroes and so forth. Also Torah, look at the way Torah is written. Why was it written such a manner? So that people will be able to be more incorporated with it and understand somewhat, some kind of hint or... Otherwise, we wouldn't understand. What would he write to us? Formulas like in mathematics, lights and kelim, and that's it? Masachs? You can do that, and what? Einstein wrote his formula, E equals MC squared, and what? Does someone understand what's written there? Nothing, no one, until this day. And this is why... A book about love, I think that if we could express it, this topic, with love, but as if it's occurring in this world, but how, to the extent in which it's not belonging to this world. I'm not capable yet. Yes.
I'm also trying to work with the material of the last generation, and what I find is it's very difficult to work with the material because it's very concise. It's very difficult to open it up.
All that is fine, sir. Just keep trying more and more. That's all I can say about that. More. Item 60.
From the writings of Baal HaSulam, from the writings of the last generation, Item 60. Ultimately, altruistic communism will encircle the entire world, and the entire world will have the same standard of living. However, the actual process is slow and gradual. Each nation, whose majority of the public has been educated and to bestow upon one another, will enter the international communistic framework first. All the nations that have already entered the international communistic framework will have an equal standard of living.
Well, he's writing to us about the law of nature. Very simply, sometimes certainly he holds back and doesn't want to explain to us where he's coming, why it's like that, but we need to understand a person who's in the general law of nature, as for him, the integral system which encompasses all of reality, all the worlds, every single thing except for the emanator himself, then for him it's natural. Therefore he sees from one end of the world to its end and writes to us. So he says that eventually, ultimately, we will have to come to a state in which we will be incorporated inside this integral system. We can see that we have today an acceleration of human development. We are once again before a crisis, a very big crisis, a very diversified crisis, multifactional. I don't know how it will occur, whether it will be in all the different parts of the world or together for everyone. Because nevertheless, the world is connected in incorrect connections with one another. And then we will see what's happening more clearer. A person doesn't learn. People don't learn the laws of nature unless it's in a form that they influence them badly. Then I wake up. Oh, there's a problem. I don't know what to do. It's pressing me. It hurts. all of a sudden there's a hurricane, all of a sudden there's some cold wave, hot heat wave or cold wave or all kinds of things from year to year. We're seeing that these things are happening and becoming worse out of the fact that we are developing egoistically and not through the form of the connection between us that needs to be. So no matter what, the final state will be that they all will come to a connection like in the system of Adam Rishon, and just like it was before the shattering, both corporeally and spiritually. Well, it all depends on us. Whatever we don't create, it all depends on us. It's not in the nations of the world, and not in these people who are called the nations of Israel, but only in us, because we somehow received a connection to the purpose of creation, to the purpose of life, and the forces that can operate, and the tens that can implement it within. Each of us needs to look at his ten as it's truly a mini reality of ours. Completely, all of it. That there is nothing but the ten. I have ten sfirot, which is Havaya, and in it there's the Creator, the force which revives and sustains all of that. Nothing exists but that. It's all the rest is just to sustain my beast. And the main thing is the ten. If I try within it to realize all that, all the forces of the Creator that are demanding of me, I succeed. I must succeed. Okay?
No.
Good. Well, except for who? Again, Kiev in New York. Well, Kiev.
About the book that you discussed, how to explain love to the masses. Can we rely on our experience in working with the ten, meaning the love we feel among friends, how we dissolve and feel that special force? Can we communicate it that way to people?
It's possible, and I don't know if it will be close to the public, because they don't understand this. How could you explain it to them? How can a group of men want to come to love between them? Not love, of course, that is understood in this world, but devotion. So what is it, a commando? Is it some military unit? Or for what need do they want to discover the upper force? So what is it? There's some kind of so-called spiritual ones, like in the Far East there, and all kinds of methods. I don't know how to say it. That's why I'm saying the best thing is some guy and gal. Where you start writing about that, then you have the heart of every person in this world can be open to it. They understand what you're talking about. And then slowly, it seems to me this way, that slowly, just like we discover out of beastly love, out of beastly hatred, corporeal hatred, we slowly come to some discernments that it's not exactly like that, that it's higher up, that it's in order to bestow, how I need to love her and she needs to love me. I think that in the framework of a foolish couple, you can express how they grow, how they raise themselves, and the people will understand it. It'll be closer to them. And then you take them on this adventure that they want to raise their love in a mutual way, a guy and a gal, to levels that it doesn't depend on the body, and it doesn't depend on good for me and not good for me. It's the psychology that you enter into it. And how I, out of the psychology, come to a disconnect from myself, oh, the disconnection from myself, that's already spirituality. I already start to feel there, after that disconnect from myself, certain new phenomena, and so on, meaning to put in emotionally how people enter an experience. Okay? That we can, Amir, well, they have guys who can write this, yes? Senka, Amir, well, you're saying Mushi, I don't know. Who? Amit, yes. Oh, Nessie could.
Actually, there is such a book already. I don't know if it fits or not. Written many years ago about nature, heaven and earth and winds, etc. Everything in nature. And there's a story about man and woman and what they learn on a high level of love between them.
So where is this? Which book? Tell us. You wrote it?
Yeah.
Well, bring it to read.
So you'll get it today.
Today? Wonderful. Niamh, what's with you? In short, you understand the idea? I think that here we can explain many things. It's worthwhile for each of us to try. But try this in the your integral field there, in your virtual fields. Try, it doesn't matter. Let them read and get integrated. Oh, Shiovitz wants to write.
No, I don't want to write. I just want to say that we just did with Tal Mandelbaum a relationships course for the online college. Just 5 video clips of 5 minutes each, supposed to be published next week. And I was impressed by the levels of depth that you can communicate through the topic of relationships, like things like the common field and the human nature and things like that. Very deep things that if you go a little bit deeper, you reach principles of the 10. And it was a very nice impression for me how through tips for relationships you can communicate things like that.
Let's go. Come on.
Okay. No, it will be published next week, I hope.
Wonderful. Yeah, this is the way. We are human beings. We are in corporeal relationships. Let's start with them where everyone understands. And slowly, slowly, we'll draw them above and above. And all of a sudden, you will see that people awaken and are interested in this. And people follow this because it's not an abstracted idea. It has to do with hormones and feelings of this world. And slowly, slowly, they raise us to higher degrees. That happens naturally. Okay? Yes? So tomorrow, each of you brings a chapter? What are you looking at me, Gilad? I'm not laughing. Think about it. This is what our dissemination depends upon. You can't. We see how we're not getting to anything. To the extent in which we spread things, it doesn't work. Let's start to work in such a way. You can not start with this specifically. Maybe there are relations between parents and children, but that's a little, because we were all young and we were all in all kinds of such relations between the sexes and so forth. Whereas parents and children, it's already, there are many discernments there. Is that clear? Very well. What do you want?
I want, with regards to relationships, okay?
Oh boy.
He talked about relationships. I want to make a comment about that. I was awarded with privilege with relationships only because I filled Rav's deficiency, and I'm happy that I've done it. I'm very happy that I've done it. And I'm asking everyone to do this as well and to gain that as well, including all the single ones.
Excellent. Yes, let's be done with all the single men. That's End them, yes. And with that,
you're all invited now to watch the live lesson today with Rav Lightman at 5:30 p.m. Israel time on kablagroup.info. Thanks to the TV viewers, and have a great day.
Shir.
Shir katan al hayarua.
יש תפילה של כוח שנוכל את הלב לפתוח עד שיקיץ האור וניתן לנפשנו דרור נמלא את כל הבורות שזה מכבר יבשו ממים ונצמח כמו אילן עם הברק בעיניים חפץ להתקרב ובתוכו להפסל מישהו אחר יש תפילה של דמעות שפותחות שערי שמיים וקושרות הקצוות עוד מעט נלמד לחיות